a word for you from Micah 5 verse 2 and Luke 2 verses 1 to 7. But you, O Bethlehem Ephratah, you who are too little to be among the clans of Judah, from you shall come forth for me one who is to be the ruler in Israel, whose coming forth is from of old, from ancient days. There are some amazing prophecies about the coming of the Messiah, right way back from Genesis and through to these minor prophets like Micah. And it was fulfilled in Luke 2 verses 1 to 7. I'm not going to read it because you know for yourself, hopefully, about the birth of the Lord Jesus in Bethlehem. Remember when the wise men asked when he would be born, where he would be born, when they mistakenly went into Jerusalem, and the religious leaders of the day, they without any hesitation said, in Bethlehem. They knew. This was a prophecy of their Messiah. How strange, though, that their Savior, they refused to go to him. They refused to welcome him. Instead, the New Testament records that Herod and all Jerusalem were troubled when they heard the news of his birth. And so it is, dear friend, that you might in general accept the truths of the Bible, but when it actually happens, when it affects you directly, how different it can be. And yet it is the good news. Remember the angels saying to the shepherds the good news to proclaim God's message of his kindness towards all men of goodwill? Well, look at the good news found way back in Micah, that the one who is born in Bethlehem, this insignificant little town, will come forth from God. He will be a ruler in Israel. He will be the one whose coming forth is from of old, the Ancient of Days. That is one of the names used for the Lord Jesus, the Ancient of Days, for he had no beginning and he has no end. He is the one who always has been, our Creator, who came in the flesh to save you and me.